Mission Choir's priesthood in the Temple of Glanda.
We shall continue with our study on the book of the second.
Twalakonkanya po kusoma ibuku ya bubiri ya kwa Timote.
Second Timothy is more like the first known letter from Paul, his son of Timothy.
Kati ya chibiri ya kwa Timote ilingani nkalata ya lembelewe kuri Paulo, kuri Timote mwana wa kwe Paulo, mutimo kuwena Kristo.
From the content of the letter, it's quite clear that Timothy could have
been written safe.
So as a father to Timothy in the gospel, Paul decided to write to him to uplift the spirit.
Among them, Fiashua, Mupashi, Paolo, Fuile, Kuti, Amkumashe, Namchin Chiche, Mukumulembela, Inkalate.
He uses himself as an example, you know, to guide him back to the ministry work.
I won't fear, I pele Chilangiro Chaque, Mwine, Mulanga, if you are Pitamon, Pakuti, Amuwe, Shem, which take a look and a Mukyunga.
Asking him to recall the faith that God has given to his grandmother and his mother, and how the same faith was passed down to him.
Paul
also told him that how he had been praying.
Paulo nao ali mwewe efyo aleva wakumuivu kisha mapepo.
So he asked him to stir up the gate of God that is in him.
Mwewe kutashi andule ichavupe icho chapelwa kuri wene ichava muri wene.
He has been given the gift of preaching.
Mpele chavupe chakushimikila.
I think for that reason that Paul from the very beginning, you know, had decided to take him along with him to do the ministry work.
Kanshi kutofuma pipayirishita, Paolo ali musendele nekuwa mga umo wakubombana mkwe mkubirembila nsuma.
So he encouraged him not to be ashamed of the gospel.
Amchinchisha kutila eva uwa ukwatemu so nina mwaku mkwa inso mpamula nwambila nsuma.
Because Paul himself had been, been suffering for the gospel that he preached.
Paulo mwine alipitile mukuchuchutikana mukupaka swa pamulandu wambila nsuma iyo aleshimikila.
So, Paul basically, ushered him into the mindset in which Timothy had to think for himself in whom he believed.
Kanshi Paulo ali mvikile muriano ya kuti echiwe huyo ati tekelamo.
Okay, now we come to the last section of chapter 1.
Some chipandwa icha kulekelesha cha chapter 1.
Here he was told to be faithful to the word that he has received or be loyal to the faith.
Apa vamweva kutafia vawa kunakila kuchitetikelo icho apo kelele.
Now we look at verse 13.
Verse 13.
Paul passed the pattern of sound words which you have said for me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
Konkech pasho chafievo tuntulu ifyo wa mfuye kuri ine mukutetekela no kutemwa kwa muri Kristu Yesu.
So here that he was told to hold fast the pattern of sound words. Because it is by this sound word that he was saved.
Pamulandu wafyewo fituntulu umo aliwa kusukira ntwaliwa kusukira.
Sometimes we find that holding fast can be a problem.
Kutwa mwanangu kuikatira ko kuchintu chituntulu kuchitavai chakosa.
Why is it a problem?
Obviously, there are many things.
The first is, you cannot hold on to something that you are not sure about. You cannot defend with great conviction that something you do not even believe in. So you find that holding on that can be a huge problem. You know, some people do not hold on to the
sunlight.
Because, you know, they believe that the sun word is given to change.
We
know that Jesus is the word. Jesus does not change.
Return
to Hebrews chapter
13.
You read the verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yesu Christu nikufine mailo nalelo namunsta shamuya yaya.
So we find that as far as the nature of God is concerned, Jesus is unchanged.
Ringana nembera ya kwalesa ngukuba kwa kwalesa. Awe tapirukana mutachinja iyo.
As far as his principle is concerned, we find that Jesus is unchanging. So he is the same before. He is the same today. And he shall be the same tomorrow. This also applies to his word.
Malachi chapter 3 verse 6.
The first part it says, "For I am the Lord, I do not change."
Pantine Jehovah shi shteluka.
So, you know, this is a reply to the people of God.
Ichi ebu ebuasuko kubantu bakwalesa.
Telling them that the Lord Himself, the Lord God, actually is not given to change.
So we find
that this has been, you know, the idea throughout the scriptures. As believers of God, we need to hold on to the pattern of Samuel. How do you know the pattern of the Samuel? Does the Bible give you, a clear pattern?
To
many people, it's like, you know, sometimes they feel that the teachings of the church are like loose verses, you know, being pieced together.
Actually,
you know, you can test the soundness of the belief.
Kuti mwaesha
It is important for you to test it. I want you to first read the
First Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11.
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Tutakuli uwe ngabika chakula po chimbi pamo nechavi kwa icho ni Yesu Kristo.
We know that the foundation is Christ.
Shokute chakula po ni Yesu Kristo.
It has been laid already.
Echavi kwa pokale.
You know, no one should come in and say that, look, you know, I'm the founder of the church.
Now it's
straight away you know that this is not the church of God. No one can come along and say, look, my teaching can be put in place, you know, for the members to follow.
We
know that this is not right. We thank you,
Christian.
Please turn to Ephesians. We read chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 2.
We read
verse 20.
Having been built on the foundation of the apostle and the prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
Aba kulwa pacha kula po chava tumwa na wakasesema neliwe liapetungi ni Yesu Kristu mwine.
So as far as the truth is concerned, here we find that it consists of what? The teachings of the apostle, the teachings of the prophet, and the teachings of Christ. So you can test the soundness of the church. I mean, of the teaching of the church. Some people said, how do you know that your name, True Jesus Church, is in the Bible?
Did the prophet talk about it?
I want to turn to Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Okay, we read the chapter 62. The entire chapter is about Zion. It's about the community of God.
Chapter yonse ileland pumulandu wa Sione ufumu wa kwalesa.
You find that, yeah? God wants Zion to be filled with righteousness. So the salvation within her shall shine forth like a lamp.
Now
I want to read verse 2. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name.
Shikasukwe nemko shimone ubulungami vove nesha mfumushonse ubukata vove na iwe ukeni kwe shina edipia ilio akano akakwa Yehova kakalumbula.
Now, if you look at verse 2 very carefully, you find that the righteousness that shines forth from Zion shall be seen by Gentiles.
Wabuli mulu kutalu kaba ngeshima kaba abena fialo wakalumona.
We know that, you know, when the church in the town of the Boso came into being,
baishwa kuchela ti iruguta muishita yaba tumwa ya shirimkuba.
You find that what? The righteousness of God was shown forth.
Bamne kuta ti ulungami wal kuta.
The second verse said that the Mount Zion, the community of God, however, shall be given a new name in the future.
Even
though the name is not mentioned,
but he
said it shall be given. Because I think last year we did Revelation, we talked about verse 3, you know.
Ndemona mwaka wapi twalande palwa sokololo twalande pa verse 3.
We know that the end time true church shall be given two crowns.
Raishwa kuti lati nilukutalwa kulekelesha mushe ya kulekelesha ikapelwa ichilongo fibiri.
One is what? The crown of victory.
Ichilongo cha kuchimfia.
The second is the crown of the king.
Because
we shall reign together with Christ.
Antu tuka tungula pamona Kristo.
So here it talks about the name.
Apa ilelanda pamulandu weshina.
It has been predicted by the what prophets.
Yali ya landirwepo na wakasesema.
Now we turn to Revelation.
Natuwe natie kusokololo.
Revelation.
Kusokolola. Musokolo chapter
3,
isn't it? Musokolo Lord chapter 3.
Chapter 3, we read verse 12.
Uksokolola chapter 3 verse 12. Uksokolola chapter 3 verse 12.
He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem, which come down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name.
Uwachimfia kamuchita luchenshi witeferi ya kwa lesa wandi na wongu takafumemo kabili na karia kabili mkalemba pari wene ishina ya kwa lesa wandi neshina ya musumba wa kwa lesa wandi Yerusalem mamufia uleika mumulu ukufuma ukuli lesa wandi neshina liandi ilipia.
Here it talks about the name of the city of God. In the New Old Testament scriptures and even in the time of the apostles, the name of the church was never
mentioned.
Now, you think about the name first, yes, before I go into chapter 19.
Number 22 can you evaluation I don't share team which is chapter 19.
To many people the name is very offensive. It puts people off.
Kuchitu wingi alabalaba aba kukalipwanga nanshi.
If you look at the word true, according to Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 10, it refers to God.
Kulingana Yeremia chapter 10 verse 10, die nae.
Why? Because God is the true God. And you look at Jesus. Jesus is the mediator.
Yesu ewa pakati na kati.
Church is a group of people. So for these people to go to the Father, they must go through Jesus. So actually the name expresses the salvation plan of God. That's why it is called the True Jesus Church.
If you are to eat,
Verse 12, the last part says, he had a name written that no one knew except himself.
So
what was this name? So if you look at this verse 11, here it says, he who said of him called faithful and true. Who is this faithful and true? The true God himself. That's why we say we always use true to represent God. Only the true God that can judge a righteous
thing.
If you look at verse 13,
there
it says that the one who whose robe dipped in blood, his name is called the Word of God. Who is the Word of God? Jesus is the Word of God. Now, if you look at verse 16. Now on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. This is a description given to what? God ruling his community,
isn't it?
You know that is the church. So can you see now? The apostle talked about the name. Jesus talked about the name, the new name.
Yes, now Alanda Peshinadipia.
And also what? The apostle. Here is John who talks about
it. Nabatumwa Navolelo Apa, Yohani nao Alanda Peshina.
That's why this is how you can test the soundness of the teachings of the church. If he ever
mingkwata ukwesha. If you had shinka, if you have some shiva,
so we ask ourselves, does it fall into the paradigm or does it fall into the patterns of the sound words? Okay, we come back to 2 Timothy. We look at verse 13 again. Now, here it talks about the pattern of the sound word is not an invention of man. So, as far as Paul was concerned,
Omugefe Paulo ali.
Yeah, he reminded Timothy that the pattern of the sound word is the word that he heard from Paul. So the pattern of sound word, yeah, is to be passed down from one generation to another. This has to be kept up in faith and love. This sound word is given in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus.
Ichichevo chapelo mukutemwa kana mukuchetekela upawa muri Kristu Yesu.
Now we look at verse 14.
Come on, verse 14.
That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you.
Itsuma ichasekeshiwe kuri iwe ulinde mkwafwa kwa mpashu wa mshuro uwaikala muri ifwe.
So, you know, these sound words must be kept.
Anishi chichewo ifecha sungwa na mchava kwa.
So we must rely on the Holy Spirit to keep the word that we have heard.
Anishi fetwa shintira pampashu wa mshiro mkulu wakana kumukusunga ichewo icho tuwa mfwa.
Okay.
Chesuma.
Alright, now, any questions?
Mepisho, mbaliko ilipisho wako nomba.
Concerning the sound word, the pattern of sound.
Mulandu wa mchanti wa chevo ichisuma.
I think I want you to read a verse.
Yofu ya mbubele nge kubele shimo.
We turn to 2 Peter.
Natumone mtu Petro.
This turn to 2 Peter.
Kwa natumone mtu Petro wa chibiri.
Chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1.
2 Petro chapter 1. 2 Petro chapter 1.
2 Peter chapter 1.
2 Petro chapter 1.
Now we read verse 1.
Now verse 1.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1.
2 Petro chapter. Nangu Petro wachwiri. Chapter 1, verse 1.
Simon Peter, a born servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ.
Simon Petro, umusha kaviri umutumwa wakwa Yesu Kristu kuri abo aba pokelele chitekelo icha ningana nechesu icha mugulungami wakwa lesa wesu kaviri mupusushi wesu Yesu Kristu kusenamin.
So here it talks about, you know, he and the believers have obtained like precious faith.
Pailelanda paliwene Petro na vasumina vapokelela ichetekelo ichayana.
Meaning, you know, the faith they received is of the same value.
Wakumona kutia ichetekelo cho vapokelele chari fe chari ngana.
You know, meaning there is no difference between the faith of Peter and the faith of the elect.
The cha papa ipo na mtapa ipo chitetekelo ukuba echa pusana chitetekelo cha kwa Petro ne chitetekelo cha wasalwa.
So today, if you say that your faith is within the pattern of the sound word,
ngairelo mwatira ti chitetekelo chenu chiri mu mutantu wa chitetekelo chisumana ngo chayana.
But then you have to check your faith against the faith of the community of faith.
Mufire chitetekelo chenu ne chitetekelo chalo kuti achava usalwa.
Does my faith share the same value as that of the church? So we must be very careful to maintain this sameness of faith. So when we read 2 Timothy, especially when we come to verse 15, yeah? We find that some people have turned away. Especially in chapter 2.
In chapter 2,
they have turned away from the pattern of sound words. So as a result, they suffer shipwreck
pamulandu wa ife awe matu ya avuo ya vaya kuwa na ukamuja wa mchitetekelo ya tobuwa.
We come back to chapter 1.
We am chapter 1.
We look at verse 15.
Kumuna verse 15.
This you know, that all those in Asia have turned away from me, among whom are Phygelus and Hermogenes.
Waishiwechi icha kuti wafutuka wafuta tuike kuri inivonse ava mwesha vamo ava muri veneni fugele na homojeni.
You find that here he says all those in Asia have turned away from him.
And that once ava vamoiva mwesha na fumakuri wene.
There are two similar answers here. They are interrelated. To turn away means they have disassociated themselves with Paul.
Probably
just separated from him. Did not want to have anything to do with Paul. Second possible explanation is that they have stopped believing in what they have received. So here we find that now for people to come to the faith at times it can be quite a straightforward. It seems that for them to go away is also quite unstoppable. Even Paul was such a gifted workers in terms of teachings.
Kind of Paul now what are you nature
and yet we find that he could not stop them from turning away. That's why we need to keep this pattern of someone with the Holy Spirit that who dwells in us.
If you're
so the only way to deepen our understanding. Is to humbly submit ourselves to the Spirit, believing that what we have received is true. Sometimes we hear very strange, comments from the church. How do you know that the teachings of the church are correct? So my answer is this. How did you receive the Spirit? Is it not by the hearing of faith in the TJC? So if you have heard the word and received the Holy Spirit, why are you now beginning to doubt? It goes to show that you have not yielded yourself to the guidance of the Spirit. Because the Spirit testified, to the fact that what we want, what we preach, is biblical and is correct. Okay, now we look at verse 16. The Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain.
Shikulu avelele oluse kuva kunganda yakwa Onesifore pakuti apuputwile ilingi kabiri yali nansoni kumunyororo wandi.
So this person was a very useful worker of God.
Kanshu uyu muntu ali mubomfi wafu maluka yangu musuma.
He always you know, like a refreshing, you know, breath, yeah, to Paul. So he was not afraid, ashamed of the imprisonment of Paul. So, you know, you find that that's why Paul was very thankful to God, yeah, for having such a co-worker.
Echo Paulo alepela kutotela kulilesa pa ukwata umuntu omsangungu oyo.
Judging from here, we find that yet their relationship was also very close to one another.
Atwalesha pafe amsango apa kulesa mutati. Vadi vai kate vadi vai kata na wino wino umono mubiye.
They are probably you know they are best of friends. So.
Apatemu kato vai vai fibu safe suma.
So when he arrived in Rome, he went round, you know, seeking for Paul zealously. So Paul was very thankful to having such a worker. So he helped Paul a lot, especially when Paul was at Ephesus. So roughly, this is chapter one. Any point you want to raise, or any? We don't want to spend too much time on, asking questions. But if you do have questions, please feel free.
Chapter and the verse of Jeremiah about through
10:10.
Brother.
Any supplement?
The Kurunda for?
Chapter 2 here. So it's like Paul beginning to teach what this Timothy to be strong in the faith.
But chapter 2, Paulo atampokusambilisha Timothy if you are free, abawa kusambitekela.
Obviously, because he was a worker of God.
Chese pantu, alibu wonfu wakwa lesa.
He needed to find the strength in the grace of God. In fact, this grace is in
Christ Jesus.
So you find that, yeah? If you want to be strong, we have to keep ourselves in Jesus Christ. So anyone who moves away from Christ, he can never be strong. I think this is a very important understanding to have. You know, some people, especially in the church, it's like they want to be close to God, but they don't want to be close to the church. We know that this is a very strange position or strange thinking. If you are close to God, you must also be close to the church. Because the church is the body of Christ. So that's why we need to be close to
ekyalinga okuteeka baba kupalamana mpeepi n'olukuta verse 2 kutwalirira
Paul instructed Timothy to teach those who are faithful.
Paulo amweba Timoti okusambirisha abo abakitegera.
Now, I want you to read that verse 2.
If I dwell in verse 2.
And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit this to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
Kabiri, if you want free, kuri ine, munteishinge, ufere kubantu bachinka abenga sambirisha nabambi.
So if you have received the word of God,
na nampokela ekyo kyakwalesa,
then your duty is to what? To teach others.
Inso yenu kusambirisha nabambi.
That's why we find that the word of God is from one generation to another, is passing down from one generation to another.
Ekyo twamwena okukiira ekyo kyakwalesa kirefuma ku nkoyi mo n'enkoyi biye.
So we always say,
tulande okukiira,
the faith of this generation
ekyetegero kya ino nkulo
cannot be different from the faith of the previous generation.
Tekibe yakusanako na nkulo yakubalirako.
There may be different level of understanding between the two generations.
Leero kutupaawa okwinukwa okwakusanako pankulo ekikibirishi.
But the foundations of the truth remains the same. Commit this, the word of God, to faithful men. I think this is very important. For someone to be taught,
okuti umuntu asambirishiwe,
he must be a faithful person.
Afuire aba muntu wachitekelwa,
meaning that he must be very serious about studying the word of God.
Yamukutira uyu muntu afuire aba wakuipelesha mukusoma ije uchakwalesa ngatali wa wakuipelesha,
or if his mind is not in the word of God,
nangu ilano ya kutayi mcheo chakwalesa,
we find that he can never come to the full understanding of the gospel.
Uyu muntu teti eluke kufika kwa ichewe cha kwalesa.
Just like sometimes you find that there are people who try to learn and yet they do not understand.
If you msambi kwa wabantu wa mwa kufuwa kusambile awa taveru kana kariya.
One of the reasons being that because they lack faithfulness in their heart.
Ni pamula ndo wakuchila atawako atamuchiteka nyamu katika mitimashabo.
They are not at all serious as far as the word of God is concerned.
Sabade wakuposa kwa mano kulifipu kulingana nechewe cha kwalesa pechili.
More often than not, they are more interested in their own affair and their own matters.
Bapo samano kufia mitima yavo kai matetonga yavo.
That's why the word of God cannot retain in their heart.
Efyo chewe cha kwalesa achinge karilao mitima shavo.
Let alone being able to work effectively within them.
Alam, kai nokubomba kuyo chewe cha kwalesa nga achibomba wino katika mtima chavo.
So to be taught we must be very faithful.
Mukusambishwa tufuitwa baba chichikelwa.
To look at it slightly differently from another angle.
Roshe mu uchipinda chimbina munjila ini.
The church has the duty to identify who are teachable, who can be taught.
Ulukuta lwali kwata amaka yakumana niani yo winga sambishwa.
The church cannot commit the task of teaching to someone who is not faithful.
Ilukuta jetulupele finchito ya kusambirisha kumuntu shiri wachitekelwa.
Someone who is not serious about the word of God.
Muntu shiri wo waposo kwa mano kuchewa cha kwalesa.
You know, if someone who is not serious,
ndo muntu shipose kwa mano,
surely God will not give him the wisdom to teach.
Chinelesa titampela mano ya kusambirisha.
He might be able to speak very well.
Kuti ava wakulanda chewino wino.
But all the words that he speaks,
lelo chewe chose chwe inga to sosa
are nothing but empty words.
Awa kutia afifia afie umuri fie tamune filimo.
So today, if you want to be taught, if you want to learn the word of God,
ilelo umrefa kusambiri chua kairi kusambiri la chewe cha kwalesa,
you have to make sure that you are very faithful to the word of God.
Mfe mwabawa uchechekeruwa kuchewe cha kwalesa.
Now why do we learn the word of God?
Nishitu sambiri chewe cha kwalesa
because we want to be faithful in his work.
Our
life is about serving God.
And
so if we are not serious about serving God,
we
find that the word of God is hard, it's difficult to be retained in your heart.
We find that the
serving God and retaining the word of God are closely connected.
You
find that anyone who is not serious about the church, who is not serious about serving God, it is difficult for
him to learn.
We look at verse 3. You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Chulira pamo nababiyo nga chita chisuma.
Here Paul encourages Timothy to endure hardship. So we find that serving God again, we said, is never easy. It requires great endurance on our parts to accomplish the work of God. Sometimes it even involves much tears. This endurance is important. How are we going to endure? I think this is a very important question. You know, endurance or being patient is not about suppressing your emotion. I think the Christian endurance is very different from what people who try to control their emotion.
So
we find that the endurance here, in a Christian context, means that you are not afraid of difficulties. By the power of God, you believe that you are able to accomplish what has given to you.
We turn to Hebrews.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Here
the writer encourages the believers to run with endurance the race that is set before them.
Apa alemba atiati tubutuke fwebaka sumina mukushipikisha.
Now, for a Christian to endure, he needs to understand that there are many people before him, have finished the race.
afwire amwena kwisa afwire alotolosha kunmo kutira ti kwali na bantu na bambi kupanuma yakwe abashipitishe.
They
have been very successful in
accomplishing the rest. One other thing is that to endure, we need to first put aside, sin that can easily ensnare
us.
Sometimes we find a Christian journey or rendering service to God is so heavy. Because in the course of serving God, we also carry our own sin. That's why we feel so burdened. You know, sins are like a weight. That can really crush a person. That's why this weight must be lifted away. We have to ensure that we are not ensnared, you know, to repeat the same wrong time and again. So this is like about what? About, you know, purging oneself clean from any form of entanglement
caused by sin.
At the same time, we need to look forward. Look unto Jesus. Because he is the author of our faith. He has shown us how to endure. Because in accomplishing the work of salvation, he was able to see the crown of righteousness, right before him. For that reason, he was able to what? To look down on the suffering that he was undergoing. Now today, if you can see the crown of righteousness through your faith, because you know that what you are doing is right, even though now you are put to shame, you are humiliated by people, you are being persecuted around, you find that you are able to endure because you are able to see beyond this present persecution. You are able to see the crown of righteousness. I think this is important. That's why, you know, when we talk about Christian endurance, it is very different from just by, you know, suppressing our emotion. We look at James. Has to be very patient. Waiting patiently for the rain to come. Until the crops have received both early rain and the latter rain.
imfula yakubalirapo kabiri neyakulekelesha.
Why is it that the farmer here is able to be very patient and able to endure?
Ninshi shiburimi afuire abo wakutekanya kaino kushipikisha.
Because he knows very well that, you know, by being patient he shall receive what? A bountiful harvest.
Pakuti alishiva mukushipikisha kuine awe nitu wakasepa ifingi.
That's why he is willing to toil and labor even under what? The scorching heat.
Hecho aliwa kuposa kwa mano mukulima na mukuchuchutika mukasuwa ka karipanga nanshi panaishwa kutila.
Because he knows that there is a reward awaiting for him. That's why he is able to endure. Now we find that when we endure, you know, some people when they endure, they become very depressed. They feel very much disturbed. You know, they feel emotionally down. For those who exercise Christian endurance, we find that in the process they are able to establish their hearts.
So the more you are
patient,
and
the more established your heart will become.
If you muri no mutima wenu kuba washipikisha wingaba.
Because in the course of being patient, you learn how to rely on God.
But iyo mureva aba kushipikisha mukasambirira ifya kushintira uri lesa.
And you learn how to let go of your own opinion, let go of your own emotion.
Kai muri no koleka kwito ntoka nyanyo kabiri na kushipikisha fye kwenu fye kutumwa boba koleka ko.
And you finally yield to God and allow him to take control over your life.
Kai musuminisha lesa maipela kuri lesa kairi masumisha lesa kuti atambe kumpindulula.
And that is a very beneficial process.
Ichintuichi cha kunangukilama wino.
Because your heart shall surely be established.
Anchumutima wenu lino kufikirishu wako.
That's what we said, yeah? When we endure, we need to know how to do it, yeah? How to endure.
Ido tule shipikisha tuwe tuwaishuwa efyo. Free day, I'm going to share it with you.
Now we turn back to 2 Timothy.
Where do you want to watch really?
2 Timothy.
Do you want to watch really?
Now we look at verse 4.
Eh? Verse 4.
No one engage in warfare and tangles himself with the affair of this life, that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
Uwa mulalo nangu umo takobwa mumitabotabo ya wikalo umo ekuti atemune uwa mulembele mumulalo.
How many of you have done a national service before?
Nibangaba chepo national service muno.
We said military service.
Nangume ya ushirika muno.
When you are a soldier,
iyo muri bashirika,
can you just go home anytime you want?
Kutuma yape kumukunga nda pa sheye mure foya mwa.
Okay, so excuse me, I have no time, I need to go back to see my wife.
Kutuma chefe ndekele nuko nde pa ife pakubala nje kunganda.
Okay, you say, oh sorry, my child is having a high fever, so I need to go back.
Na kutuma chefe yu mwana wandi mulwe na kwa tepe po kashi nde pa nje kunganda.
Can you do that?
Kutuma chite cho.
Okay, you say, excuse me, hang on, I need to play a game of snooker first.
Kashi nde kele nuko fesi teko yu chago cha snooker cha kamupira.
No, isn't it?
Awe.
So when you are enlisted to be a soldier,
ile mwa pendelwa pokuwa mushirika,
you have to please the commander, isn't it?
Fuye mwasekesha uyo ule mpindulula.
Whatever he says, you listen.
Tonzecho asusa mfuye mwakutika kwa.
If he said to you,
na miyewa kutila,
shave yourself bald, you have to do it, isn't it so?
Venu umute wa yubu ni mfuye machichita.
He said, go for a crew cut, 4x4.
Nga miyewa kutatika putule ni, mube shewa 4x4 fide, muna mfuye machichita.
I think nothing, you cannot say anything back to him. You know, he said, okay, now it's the good time, take off your uniform. Jump into the river. Excuse me, it's very cold. I cannot do that. You want me to die? You want me to suffer from hypothermia? Can you say, can you argue with your commander? No, you can't. If he says we are the valiant soldiers of Christ, I believe the same rule of engagement applies to us. We cannot argue with God. So that's why Paul told Timothy, can someone engage in warfare and tangle himself with the affair of life? So a soldier must be found faithful to his service. Especially he must be faithful to the one who has enlisted him. The next one. And also, if anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
That's verse 4. Verse 5. Awo no muntu nga atangana na babiye tafuikwa mwala kano atangana na wo awa mwewela amalango.
So, you know, if you are athletes,
ngamuri abakubutuka,
then you have to compete according to the rules.
Mfuye mwabutuka kulingana na mafunde.
Have you watched us? This one we call it track and field.
Mwari shuba muratambako ulubiriwa wabutuka
One of the most exciting events is what? The sprinting.
You know, 100 meters. 100 meters, 100 meters.
You must start according to the time. When the gun is fired, then you must start immediately. But if you run before the gun is fired, If you do it two times, then you are fired. Then you are disqualified. So you must compete according to the rules. You know how they train around the sprinter. You
know?
Obviously, they have many techniques of training. They need to build up certain set of muscle in their body. So that they can generate enough energy. To shoot off once the gun is fired. They tie themselves with a huge tire at the back. This is how they train.
If you were sambira kubutuka.
So to increase their power. Imagine that you train. If you look at all the Olympians, they train for 4 solid years.
But
on that final moment of countdown, if they do not compete according to the rules, although they may be the fastest men,
fastest people,
that is qualified. I think Paul is saying something very meaningful.
Paulo now alelande chintu cha maluka apa.
Today what we practice, we cultivate ourselves.
Ilelo twaikula fwevene.
Because we want to what, serve God.
Bantu efo kuchungila lesa.
We want to do the work of God.
Efo kuchungulimu wakwa lesa.
But if we do not follow the rules.
Ngata tukonkele shupo upena ngomba fundi wakwa lesa.
No matter how much you have done.
Nangu tusetu ya msango shani.
How much effort you have put in.
Nangu wa maka ya msango shani tuwa vika mkuchungulimu wakwa lesa.
You will be disqualified.
Awe waka mifumiamo.
Very important.
Chava ichikankala.
Now we look at the next one.
Verse 6.
A hard-working farmer be first to partake of the crop. Yeah, this one we already mentioned. You must be like a farmer who can endure. Concerning the second one, I have one more point to bring to you. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9. We read verse
25.
Now, and everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Meaning, and everyone who competes for the prize exercises self-control in all things.
Awe onse ule pirikita kumangalo ateka nya muri fyonse.
Meaning you must know how to control yourself and not to what? Not to give yourself over to the dictate of what? Of your emotion or of your of your mind or whatever. Yeah? You follow the rules. Paul uses three very important example to teach us. To teach Timothy as well.
Alright,
now, so from the first example, we find that we must be faithful. The second example actually tells us that we must be obedient and we must also exercise self-control. And then the third one basically tells us that we must be very patient. Now, if you put these three examples together, what can you say about worker of God? A worker of God must be very faithful to the work that he is doing. He must be very faithful to the commission that the Lord has given to him. He must be very faithful in our context. Faithful to the word of God. So a worker must also be very obedient to the master. So whatever the master says, he must be willing to obey and to listen. To do that requires him to what? Exercise self-control. So in accomplishing the work, so a worker of God must be very patient. He is all able to be so patient because he knows what he is going to receive. He knows what is awaiting for him. So by putting these three together, these three examples basically sum up the virtues that a worker of God must have.
Yet pela libele ya muntu wamuofa kwalesa if you are feeling akwata.
All right, now verse 7. So consider what I said, and may the Lord give you understanding in all things.
Pantulesa tatupe. What's wrong? I was reading chapter 1. Don't onkanya icho ndeso sa pantu shikulo akakupela umuchitekanya mufintu fionse.
Now, so, you know, Paul, you know, wanted Timothy to think through what he has said.
Paulo,
what he has said to him, yeah?
Apelo Timothy,
so he prayed that God would give him an understanding.
You know,
sometimes understanding, yeah, comes from you know, pondering over, you know, the word of God or the advices from others.
Omuchetekanya wisapi pamulandu wakutontonkanya kana okutika kufyo bantu vano vanove varekweva.
We must be mature in understanding.
Mfumo aba aba kula mkwiluka. Jesus.
Alright, now we read verse 8, yeah?
We're in the verse 8.
Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, and for that reason that Paul suffered.
Ibukisha Yesu Kristu uwa vushwa kuwa fwa uwa mufyashwa kwa David umwa vela mbila nsumayandi iyo mchulila ukufika na kufifungilo kwa ndi ndi chitatuwi.
Now he said, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Now why did he ask Timothy to remember that? What is the reason for that?
Anyone?
Why did he ask him to remember?
He was reminding of Jesus' sacrifice for him and perseverance, and how he died and raised from the dead in the same manner, despite him undergoing such difficulties, he will also be raised from the dead together with Christ.
Okay.
Yes, Uma? Ngabambi?
Echo
Petro Paulo Arvel Timoto Kutativu Kisha Efe Yesu Uwa Afuile Avushofu Mokuba Afua
was trying also to tell him that Jesus also suffered.
Ale Shofu Mokuba Kutati Na Yesu Na O Ali Chulile
through his suffering.
Kutemkuchula Kwa Afue
I'm trying to compare with Romans chapter 1 verse 4.
Ndepa Kukwe Nganya Wina Vena Roma chapter 3 verse 1 and 4. Chapter 1, 3 and 4.
Yes,
Mr. Apalechi la mashuya ya.
Basically, concerning his son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who was born of the seed of David according to the flesh, and
to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
Paulo musha wakwa Yesu Kristu uwa itilwe ukubo mutuma uwa part
Romans chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
Chapter 1 verse 3, okay. Iya mwana wakwe uwa fielwe mubu piashu wakwa debedi uvali kubuntu nse uwa sontelwe ukuti mwana wakwa lesa mumaka kumupashi wamushiro na wampashi wamushiro pakubushi wakubafwa iya kwa Kristu iya kwa Yesu Kristu shukuru ifwe.
So to me this shows me that Jesus when he was born
tirango kutati iyo ijenda kutati Yesu iyo afwile iyo afwile
yes is God
tachini ali nileza
he was born became the Son of God.
Ile afelwe ashireba umwana wa kwalesa.
According to the seed of David.
Kulingana no lubuto lwa kwa David.
So as the Son of God.
Pamonga umwana wa kwalesa.
Being in the flesh.
Na ngula ukuwa mubili mbuto ze.
Whatever he undergone through.
Jose chwa pitilemo.
As example. Also, whatever we go through, we need to endure.
Jesus
went through this.
Yes,
the Bible says, then he was declared to be the Son of God.
How?
With the power.
Mulandi ushin, pamulandi wa maka.
According to the Spirit of holiness.
Kulingana nomupashi wa umushiro.
By the resurrection from the dead.
Pakubushua kufuma kubafwa.
So without this, he would have not been declared to be Son of God.
Ukwa ulefinga, taitirwe kuwa mwana wa kwalesa.
He overcame this.
Hali chimfishe.
The same as our Paul was trying to remind him of whatever he was going through.
Also,
Jesus
must have to
hear
something.
In the flesh.
Okay.
Jesus, ma. Right, we move on yet to verse 9.
To try them verse 9.
Verse 9. For which I suffered trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. Here Paul says that he suffered trouble because of the gospel, and therefore he was imprisoned.
Atulelo, ichevo chakwalesa cha.
Paul suffered trouble because of the gospel.
Paulo aichurire pamulandu wambelansuma.
He was in prison. But the word of God is not bound. Here we can see the focus of Paul.
Paulo atontele menso yakwe.
Actually, it's on the word of God. Atontele
menso yakwe, pa chevo cha kwalesa.
He looked beyond his own suffering already.
Aloleshe ukuchila po kuchula kwakwe mwine.
What he came for is that the word of God must not be bound.
Chakwe jeje asikamecha kuchila ti. Cheo cha kwalesa chifire cha wana cho mchifungwe iyo.
In fact, the word of God can never be bound.
Kwa cheo cha kwalesa chifire cha kukakwa iyo.
I think this is the understanding that we need to have.
Kuiluko tufire tuwa kwata.
In our ministry work,
mkumomba kwesu,
sometimes we feel very troubled.
Tulava ava kuchuchutika fia, kuchuluka.
We feel very insecure.
Tulava kwa chita kuri ava chingiruwa wina wina.
Many a time our focus is not on the word. We are very much, thinking about ourselves all the time. Sometimes this is inevitable because we are in the flesh. We must learn we must learn to look beyond ourselves.
Lefe twasambirira kukuloresha patari kuchira pane vaife fwevene.
So that what we care about is the church.
Pakuti hatichwasaka manapo tichimbire rurukuta.
It's the body of Christ.
Muviri wakwalesa.
It's not so much about our own suffering or our own humiliation.
Ndekutula kwesu nangokusekwa kwesu iyo.
Or how badly we have been treated.
Nango ifyo vareti.
So, you know, this is a spiritual mindset. Why is it that, you know, people, like workers, you know, give up on serving God? More often than not, because their egos are injured or are hurt. It goes to show that their ego is more important than the work of God.
But Paul
is different. He didn't mind how he suffered. What he cared about is the word. As long as the word is preached. Even though it's not preached by him. He gave thanks to God. You know, that's why sometimes he's got so much trouble. Even though the trouble out with was very great.
Philippians
chapter 1.
Munavena Philippo chapter 1.
We read verse 16.
Verse 15. Avena Philippo chapter 1, verse 15.
Therefore says some preach Christ and out of what? Envy or strife.
Pavajet Vamovena Vavira Christu Pamulandu Wakaluma Nef Kansa.
Some also from goodwill.
Vamona wo pamulandu wakubekwa.
Verse 16 it says the former preached Christ from selfish ambition.
Avavena vachita kukutemwa.
Why did they want to preach Christ?
Ninshi vafaira kushimikira Kristu.
According to Paul, because they want to what? To cause more affliction to God.
Vantu vachiti vakuti vachine Paulo.
Whereas the latter preached Christ out of love.
Now,
if you look at verse 18, here is the response from Paul.
Verse 18, Paulo asks kutila.
What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. And in this I rejoice. Yes, we'll rejoice.
Ngakanshi chinshi kanofye ukuti kumisango yonse nalimo kuli.
Even if the word of God was preached by, you know, someone who wanted to add affliction to him, Paul rejoiced because the word has been
Nangu chevo chavili kishwe no muntu yo waletele walifwa kuchina Paulo mchite yakwe awe chali chakusekelela kuri Paulo pantu imbila nsuma yabirwa.
So to have a breakthrough in our service to God.
Wakuti atitubeba kufika pono kupula mumu kupyungila lesa.
We have to seriously deal with the eye or the ego within. If the ego is not destroyed, in our service to God, we shall always be troubled. Not because of the work of God, not because of the church that we care for, but rather because we think so much about how people have been treating us.
Pamulandu walukutana kwa fitupyungila lesa mulukuta lero nipamulandu wafyo avantu vachita kuti vaifwe.
Paul says, you know, even to the point of, even though he was in prison,
nangu ali mchifungo,
But the word of God shall not be changed. Now, first we come back to chapter 2 of Timothy.
Well, chapter 2.
Second Timothy.
Timothy, what you read?
You find that Paul was able to endure all things for the sake of the elect.
Yes, usanga kutati Paulo aliwa kushipikisha vitu vyonse pamulandu waba mushilonga abasalwa.
Because what he cared for is the welfare, spiritual welfare of the believers.
Bantu echo alesa kamana.
And he desires so much that, you know, these believers could also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus.
You know,
to me this is a perfect mindset to serve God. If we don't have this mindset, it becomes very, very difficult to serve. So what we think about should be the salvation of others. Today, whatever we suggest, whatever we do, should gear towards what? The salvation of others. Meaning to help them obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus.
You
know, so that's why sometimes we can examine ourselves. How do we serve? You know, Paul was in prison, you know, when he wrote that book of Philippians. Did God open a way for him to preach? Did God open a way for him to preach while he was in prison? Anyone?
Yes.
To who?
Yes. The time he was in prison, that jailer, he preached the word of God.
Jailer. No, I'm saying when he...
I'm saying when he was
writing the book of Philippians, did he manage to preach to someone?
To the church in Philippi, even in an example, to Timothy, he was preaching while listening in jail.
No, he mentioned that he preached to what?
To
chapter 1. We read verse 13. He preached to the what? Palace guard.
At Ashmikile kuri. Yes, chapter 13. Let me just read it because which member here cannot be seen clearly.
No, the whole just he preached to the palace guard.
Yeah, okay. Ashimikile kuri ba ichina wingi.
Efefine ma. Just one.
The muntu fie iyo.
The whole palace guard.
Lelo china wingi chonse.
Actually, they are the Praetorian guards.
Kairi ba china wingi chonse.
Did he preach?
Ashimikile ma.
Yes, he did.
Ashimikile.
If you have the heart to care for the church.
We share.
God, even if you do not think about yourself, God will give you a lot of opportunity to serve. If you always think about yourself, think about your self-interest, or think about the position that you have, you will end up what, doing no work. So, this mindset is so important.
ricalcarla.
To me, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10, form the perfect mindset for a worker of God.
Ile tisambidisha, ili anulisuma, liyambu mwampi, nakapyunga.
What you care about is the salvation of others.
If you
care about the salvation of others, you find that God shall empower you still further. Whatever you do, it's selfless. It's an example to others as well. So I hope that all of us here can think about this very carefully. Ask ourselves, where does our focus lie? Any question?
Amen. Take a breath.